irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you motherfucking rockaholics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every week on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1 on Wednesdays, 3 to 4 p.m., and that's Pacific Standard Time, with your wonderful hosts, myself, Jennifer DeVoe, and the other Dave Navarro.
Yeah. I can't hear myself because you haven't turned on my mic yet.
There!
Thank you very much!
How does it feel to be able to be heard?
You only care about your own mic, and it hurts my feelings every time.
If I only cared about myself, bitch, you wouldn't be here.
That's a damn good point. How you doing, Jenny?
Amen. How's it doing?
I heard that you went to an awesome concert this past weekend.
Oh,
no,
yes,
sense.
No,
how was that?
It's last Thursday night.
Last Thursday night. Yeah, that's what it was.
Well, let's see. How do I say this? Just as much as you think the rock world is behind schedule, the hip hop world is 10 times more behind schedule than the rockers. I can go to a rock concert and the goddamn bands be about 30, 45 minutes behind schedule. Like always. It's always that way. It's the fucking industry. You get used to it.
Well, you have to be
but
that
this,
way, right?
But this was like, we got there at 10:45. We sat around waiting for no sense. He's awesome. He showed up.
Yeah.
He's there. We were getting ready to go. And he was all ready to go. And he was on point. But then they, like, the other artists just took so damn long. He didn't get to go on stage till like 1:20 in the morning.
That was way past your bedtime, wasn't it?
Way past my bedtime.
God.
And by the time he performed, it was like 7 fucking minutes, dude. It was
like seven minutes
in heaven.
I was
it.
You know what?
But and you didn't get to make out the closet.
That happened the same. That's the same thing happened the last time when I saw No Sense as well.
I loved
these other artists, like, they took forever to go ahead and actually perform. And I was like,
and
dude, come
on. I couldn't even barely hear him.
But at least they had tacos where I was at.
Look,
he did a great job,
high energy. He was really trying. He was really there. He was on point. He was getting into it. But only point was that they were doing that air raid siren, you know, like over his yeah, it's so annoying. But you could barely hear half of what he was singing, and I think that totally clouded him being able to really get his word out there. Because when you want to be heard and be on stage, you're getting your moment in the spotlight, and when other assholes are taking your spotlight the fuck away, you get a little irritated with that. But I was like, are you shitting me? This is it.
Nice.
7 fucking minutes. I waited 2 hours. I'm exhausted.
Hey, but you got a shirt out of it. I didn't get a shirt.
No,
it was
a great shirt. Hey, you got a hat. Shut the fuck up.
I know, dude. I wanted a shirt. I'll trade you.
You actually wear hats.
I'll trade you.
Nah.
Oh, whatever.
No, it's okay. I like the shirt. I don't wear hats. I got enough baseball caps. They give them way downtown. I don't want no more damn baseball caps. I got a T3 baseball cap the other day, though. No, but No Sense had a really good job. He did a great, you know, got some really good pictures of him and his crew. I don't know what you call it.
And you know what, Jen?
I'm a rockhead.
And you know what, Jen? I got some really great news.
What's that?
It's coming up right now.
What's that?
It's May 24, 2016 at the top of the hour, and these are some headlines in case you haven't seen them. In local news, brought to you by ABCnews.com, LAPD officer avoids jail time for 2014 beating of a man in South LA. A Los Angeles police officer involved in a federal civil rights case filed by a man who was beaten by LAPD officers in 2014 has avoided jail time due to fulfilling a plea agreement with prosecutors. Richard Garcia served 2 years of probation and completed 300 hours of community service, which is what was required in a plea deal that the 36-year-old got in 2015. As a result, Garcia's felony charges were bumped down to misdemeanor during a hearing on Tuesday. In U.S. news, brought to you by the Associated Press correspondents Joe Mandak and Mary Claire Dale, many states have laws intended to keep kids away from guns. Actually, excuse me, that's actually just from the Associated Press. alone. Many states have adopted laws to make it a crime for adult gun owners to allow children to access or possess their firearms, particularly when they are used to injure. In some cases, these laws are intended to reduce violent crime among youths. At least 21 states and the District of Columbia have child access laws that deal with negligent storage of firearms. In world news, brought to you by Associated Press correspondents Paisley Dudes and Maggie Michael, investigators explore bombers linked to larger network. British investigators are hunting for potential conspirators linked to the bombing that killed 22 people in a search that is exploring the possibility that the same cell linked to the Paris and Brussels terrorist attacks was also to blame for the Manchester Arena attack, two officials familiar with the investigation said Wednesday. Investigators were also assessing whether Salman Abedi, the suspected bomber in the attack Monday on a pop concert in Manchester, may have been connected to known militants in a northern English city. Abedi, a 22-year-old British citizen born to Libyan parents, died in the attack. In entertainment news, London premiere of Wonder Woman is canceled after attack. Brought to you by the Associated Press. The glitzy, star-filled London premiere of Wonder Woman has been scrapped following the terror attack in Manchester. Stars Gal Gadot, Chris Pine, and Robin Wright had been scheduled to walk a red carpet on May 31st to help welcome the superhero film to Europe. Warner Brothers said in a statement Wednesday that the movie's junket and premiere were off in light of the current situation. The film is released worldwide on June 2nd. In sports, the NBA Finals are finally here. After a hard-fought battle to get there, the Cleveland Cavaliers are set to once again meet the Golden State Warriors in Game 1 of the Best of 7 series scheduled to begin June 1st. The weather today is low clouds with a high of 77 degrees and temperatures dropping later this evening to 59. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with a high of 68 degrees and a low of 58. These are the headlines in case you haven't heard them.
What the fuck? Oh, anyway, sorry. I'm so glad you do the fucking news. Because half those names I wouldn't want to pronounce.
Trust me, it's not easy.
some of those countries, I don't even know where they are on the fucking map. I don't know, whatever. Anywho, yes, it was sad that the Ariana Grande thing happened. Sorry for all the people out there that, you know, lost somebody or got injured or, you know, there are people that were scared over here in the United States that maybe had family over there that it was happening to at the time.
So. Yeah, they're actually, they're doing, like, stricter checks right now for the finals for all, like, concerts, everything. They decided to go ahead and, like, do, like, way more strict checkups on everybody after that.
Makes
whole
sense, especially in big cities like New York, true, LA, true. You know, lots of other stuff like that. But I digress. That's horrible stuff that happens around the world. But, you know, we're here to rock out and have fun.
Yeah.
We're not here to concentrate on the horrible crap that's going the fuck on in the rest of the world. So, anywho. I have enough horrible stuff in my neighborhood on a daily basis. I don't damn fucking need.
Yeah, you're telling me.
I live downtown.
Still dealing with neighbors. Oh, I forgot to tell you, Jen.
Come live downtown.
I forgot to tell you.
See how much fun it is.
Guess what I'm doing now? What? I decided to go ahead and continue writing my book.
Yes, I saw that post on Facebook, and I actually read it. Amazing. I read one of your posts.
Right?
I'm just kidding. I read all your fucking posts, dude.
But stay tuned, because it's definitely going to be a doozy, so I'll keep you posted on that.
I'm very happy.
Thank you.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. I was nervous
and
as hell.
How many fucking times do I keep telling you, just do it?
Yeah, you and like a lot of other people
keep telling you this. Let go of the safety net and fall on in, bitch. Just do it.
I'm going. I'm doing it. I decided.
That's like No Sense said last week. If you don't put your whole self into it, it's not going to happen.
Very true.
If you only put 25% in, you're not going to get your full worth out of it. And I fucking really listened to what he said yesterday. And he's probably half my fucking age. And I still listen to what he goddamn said.
Very true.
Last week, I listened. I was like, maybe he's got a fucking point.
But
it might be time to just do this full hog.
But in other news.
We
have Dirty Machine in the house.
Wish I had an air raid siren right now. No. They are what we call new metal. Can you describe to me? I want to know what that means. I know metal is metal, but what is new metal? I keep wondering what that category is.
It's spelled with an N-U, so
yeah, I just
gotta mean something.
Is there a specific reason? I'm just wondering.
Nightmare, you take that one.
Oh, man. Son of a bitch. All right, so new metal to me is a style. It's, you know what, first of all, in my mind, it has nothing to do with the music. It has everything to do with an attitude. It's a culture of people, okay? Like punk rock, there's tons of different types of punk rock, you know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah, very
just
much
how
so.
Like metal has tons of different types
they
of metal.
They totally many genres.
Yeah,
yes.
Of course. And so new metal is, to me, like kind of like if you put hip hop, punk rock, metal all in the same, this is what you get. You
okay, that'd be cool. I like that. Yeah, that sounds like good. Mm-hmm. A good prospect.
But just so everybody knows, right now we have two members of Dirty Machine here. We have drummer Nightmare, right?
What's up?
Which I
and
love that name.
We have
it's an awesome freaking name.
And thank the you. Front man David Leitch, right in the house.
He decided not to go with a stage name.
I'm Dirty Davo on stage.
Dirty Davo,
because
that's Italian, isn't it?
The Armenians in Burbank named me Davo.
Nice. Fuck yeah, we have Armos rock.
Armos. Nice. I was given that name a long time ago.
Yeah, you did at the gym, right?
I used to live in Glendale. That's why I thought you looked familiar. But like, I mean, Glendale's a big area.
I went through a stage where I loved Armenian women, and I still do, and they said, yeah, like, if you ever want to date one, you got to get an Armenian name, so they dubbed me Dabo.
Nice.
There you go. Now you get to date all the Armenian women you want.
There
isn't
you go.
That awesome?
That's true story.
And you guys
that's
have
great.
Other members of your band, too, right?
Yes. We have six members, right?
Yes.
Holy
jeez.
Crap.
Yeah, we've added a couple in the last couple months.
So
what are you guys trying to be, the Partridge Family? What's the matter with you guys?
No, they're trying to be like
bus and everything.
No, it's Slipknot. Nine members.
I'm sorry.
They do the mask, you know what I mean? If we get up to like six members is a good group.
We're still casting. We just need three more members, and we got nine. So.
And then you got your Slipknot.
Can someone play a tambourine?
Why don't you do 10? Why don't you do 10 just to do that?
Just to piss everybody
like just
off.
To piss them off and outdo them. And like, no, I'm gonna be 10.
We're already pissing people off.
So you guys,
nice,
yeah,
love it. Yes, we'll get to that.
Yeah, definitely want to get to
we'll
that.
Get
but
to that part.
You guys
you
guys have an album coming out.
Yes,
2 days, man.
2 days
away.
We're excited. Excited! I like the two songs I've heard so far. So
thank you.
Such a process.
So yeah. The music video that I saw was awesome, man. Yeah. Like I
thank
saw
you.
It and I was
so,
like,
so you're
totally
actually calling it an album?
Album.
You know how everybody keeps goddamn saying CD and all this other crap? Not album. So it's an actual album.
It's an actual album.
Not an EP. It's an
not
album.
Fucking EP.
How many songs is on this album?
You got eight songs, and then there's three bonus tracks.
Nice. We like bonus tracks.
Bonus tracks.
We like bonus tracks. And where
keep
can we find your with this new album once it comes out in 2 days?
Comes out in 2 days.
Where can we get it?
It's going to be in FYE stores all across the country.
FYE, okay.
It's going to be in Hot
That's
Topics.
Big. That's big.
Yeah.
Nice.
And it's going to be on iTunes, Amazon.
Damn.
All that stuff. Yeah. All the major music stores. We're so happy.
It's big. It's taking it big. When you I hear stuff like that,
And it's doing special because we're celebrating
our SoundCloud.
Today it's me and Mike's Nightmare's 2 year anniversary on Facebook.
2 years.
Yeah. Yeah. 2 year friendship on Facebook.
2 year friendship.
We've accomplished a lot since he came into my life. The band, like he was like, because the original band dismembered, and then I got all new guys, and it's the A team now. So,
how did you guys get together to begin with? Anyway,
You know, I was in a place where I was creatively conflicted, you know, and I was struggling, and I was debating even moving back home to Kalamazoo, fucking Michigan.
Yeah, Kalamazoo.
But,
oh my God.
Yes, the place is real. But
no, it's not.
Exactly. It actually exists. Okay,
I was just in a tough spot, and a good friend of mine told me about a band that needed a drummer, and he played me one of their songs. And 15 seconds in, I was like, "Fuck it, I'm in." Like,
I want to do this. Let's do this.
Yeah, it's been a genre that I've been dying to play since I was a kid. And I didn't think it existed anymore out here.
Metal,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and metal is such a tight-knit community, especially out here on the West Coast. So I almost gave up. And then this motherfucker came into my life and changed everything.
Yeah. That's love right there. That's love right there.
He had the job before he even... I was like, you got the job, man. Like,
did you... Wait a minute. Did he show up with the mask on and everything?
No, the mask came like a couple...
I don't know,
like a
man.
A couple months.
It just, we didn't plan on members wearing masks. It really just happened. So
it just stuck right after that.
Like we were talking about before the broadcast, we were talking about Gore and Slipknot and bands like that. A lot of the European and Scandinavian influences. Yeah. A lot of those bands like to do the theatrics with the full garb, full freaking uniforms with the masks and the whole. And yeah. I love that shit. Well, I've always loved that stuff.
And I gotta speak on it because a lot of people ask me like, "What's this all about? Why do you do this?" Blah blah. And it's, I guess it might be different for every artist out there, but for me, this is a representation of who you're really getting. It's everything that I have to hold back and everything that I can't say in public, otherwise people tell me I'm fucking crazy. It's like, well, I'm gonna just save it all.
Oh, that dude's behind a mask.
This is like a total, like an alter ego superhero.
Or
villain.
Cracker
I don't know which
skulls,
one.
Isn't that awesome? Kissing babies, kicking ass all day.
Absolutely. But isn't that awesome that you can like have that outlet that you can do that and be yourself?
Very
and just,
fortunate.
This is my outlet, like, you know, media, news, TV, movies.
Yes,
this. Like,
I agree.
This is my way to just, you know, to say what
let
the
it
I
out.
Think. Yeah,
cause let it go. Let it go.
No, even then.
It's your outlet too, isn't it?
No, mine's fuck it all. Fuck it all.
I still can't fully go full hog like I want to. There's
you can't go
things,
full ham?
There's still things you can't really do.
So you guys, like, the music is happening. You guys are obviously performing. Where, like, I know that you guys have performed at the Whiskey. That's like your resident band.
Yeah,
you're like the resident band there.
We are.
So when do we get to see you at Whiskey? I want to see you.
We're playing August 11th with Corey Feldman.
Oh my God,
DeAndre Adams.
Oh, he's listening. I know he's listening.
Hi, DeAndre.
I know
he's listening. Call us at 323-203-0815.
He
mentioned Corey Feldman, one of your favorite fucking people.
So okay. I've heard
he's
Corey's.
Bodyguard, that's why we're laughing.
I've heard Corey's music completely different
Did
from
you
your
see,
music.
What was that on? Was that on the Tonight
Good
Show?
Good Day LA or something
whatever
like
fuck.
That?
Yes, Good Day LA.
Yeah, it was on Good
I saw
LA.
That. I was like.
Or Good Morning America, something like that.
I was like,
Nightmare didn't even know Corey was in a band. I played him his shit at IHOP, and he lost his. He lost
it was like 2 in the morning, and my
I would have yacked up my dinner, my breakfast, my lunch, four meals
that
in the
point?
Last 3 days.
Hold up, though. Okay, let me. Okay, so my first band that I was in, like when I was a teenager, it was a punk band. It was you know, this creepy, stupid, fucking punk band.
Yeah.
And I had a red afro. I had a telephone cord for a damn belt.
Nice.
I wore JNCOs, bitch. I wore JNCOs.
That's awesome. Like, so nice.
You want to talk about people being like, awesome. Oh my God, what is this mess? I mean, but one thing was for sure, they couldn't deny that, like, whatever you saw me do, that was 100%. And I will give Corey that shit 100 every day.
Damn.
That fool's going all in. And that's what we're all about.
He believes in it.
I saw him on that performance, and I had to give him props that he actually
had
went
the
outside.
Balls to get out
he
there
went
and
outside
do
his
that?
Comfort zone he Real just talk. Went and did it
what
he said fuck this I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna show them fuckers that I can do this
and you know Real what talk. I
he actually
been...
did a pretty decent job it wasn't as bad as people were saying yeah. to me it wasn't as bad
Jen yeah. I would have been okay with that had he not gone the next day and cried why does everybody not like me
okay,
well
because
you're Corey
was...
freaking Feldman that's look, why nobody likes you
that part was a the pussy ass brothers. Bitch move I get you on that one I saw him on Surreal House dude I went through a boredom period where I was watching fucking reality crap, but it was all rock shit or good like that.
Good
but
choice.
Surreal Life, you know, fuck. I was like, really? Wow, you're a kind of a bitch, aren't you? Now I'm pissed off because I loved all his movies as a kid. You know what I mean?
No, don't get me wrong. I like him as an actor.
Yeah,
Goonies.
The Lost Boys.
Dude, he was on fucking Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Come on
I didn't
now.
Even know that.
He was a little kid, man.
But Friday the 13th
third,
the
fourth,
me,
and fifth. Like, I think it was like the fourth.
And yet you have a mask four, like that right now. So that's kind
yeah,
of
yeah,
ironic.
He was in like a, he was in like 4, 5, and 6 or some shit. He was like this little kid. He was a kid on that.
I'm going to have to watch that shit again.
Yeah,
he's a legend.
Stand by Me.
It was badass.
It was another good movie.
That was badass. And yeah, Lost Boys is one of my favorite movies as a kid. He did so many great memories with Corey Feldman and Corey Haim. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Learning to drive.
Oh, that was one of my favorites. Yeah, or License to Drive.
They steal License to Drive. That's what my License to Drive. He steals his.
He was learning
car.
To drive. That's for damn sure.
He steals his grandpa's car and he goes out in the big. That was great.
So you guys are at the Whiskey World. So you guys are going to be performing soon. You guys
have tour dates. All over. We're going to fucking Idaho. Lewiston, Idaho, and then Tucson, Arizona.
I saw something interesting on your Facebook. Yeah. They're playing your music at a strip club in Orlando.
Yes.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. So you have women grinding on poles to
our album.
Yes.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I can't say her name because I promised I wouldn't give her up, but she last night at her workplace, they had our new album on loop.
Nice.
And that's, to me,
hey,
awesome.
Crazy Girls was doing a rock show night. You know Crazy Girls.
Yeah, they play on La Brea.
I was thinking about throwing my own rock shows there, but apparently it didn't really go over well because of the fuckers that go there only like that hip hop dance crap music.
Yeah.
So that rock night didn't take off, but I really like the idea of rock in a titty bar.
We'll
yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I want you guys playing on stage with some chicks all, grinding up everywhere.
How'd you do that again, Jen?
Hot as fuck.
Do that again.
No, I'm not doing it again.
Ah, damn it, come on.
But that would be hot.
You can't do it under pressure.
It's the little things in life sometimes.
The little things.
So we got music. Awesome.
Yes, we have music. So we're going to be playing some music. Now, we have two songs. Discord and Seeds.
Ooh, yes.
Which song
Artist choice.
Would you like to play?
Oh, I get to pick.
Artist choice.
I'm
going to
say
what they want to play in what order.
Seeds.
And I'm going to be honest, like this has been like an ongoing issue for us to decide which one do we always want to hear first, and Seeds keeps coming up because that one leaked out to Rock Rage and people, it was just the talk of the town, and then we fell in love with it too. The more we kept rehearsing it and playing it out, and
there
so
you go.
And now strippers are dancing,
and now we got strippers dancing,
which is the hottest thing ever.
Yeah,
chicks up in poles,
hot heavy metal and titty bars
and dirty machine.
Dirty machine sounds like a strip bar song band.
We're
yeah,
supposed to be
come
supposed to be
come to
a
dirty machine.
Dave and I are going to open up.
But spelled C U M.
You're a dirty machine, Jen. Let's go ahead and listen to some Seeds.
We're going to play Seeds from Dirty Machine on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, Channel 1.
I don't want to go.
One day the sea. Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store. It's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers shrine clothing and alchemy gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with her rock and reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
Yeah! Metal Babe Mayhem! Allison Mason, shout out! She's taking over the world, one shirt at a time!
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck yeah! We love Allison.
So I'm gonna start doing from
fucking
now on.
Fucking air raid siren. God, that is the most annoying fucking thing I've ever heard.
Hey, have you heard the Spanish one? Flan, 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 flan. That's the Latin version for you,
really,
right,
like,
there.
I really do like flan, though. Flan. How do you say
flan,
it?
Flan, flan, flan.
Flan, yeah. Anyway.
DJ Kusa has to do that.
Oh, my God. That's too much. Dude, so that song freaking rocked, guys. Yes, that was you. That's really awesome. Seeds.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, so, you listen, don't forget, when you come back, go tell them who you're listening to, you know.
Oh, you're
listening to.
Listening to Dirty Machine.
On where?
On Jenny's Real Talk on the blog. Yeah. You couldn't hold it in, could you?
LA Talk Radio, Channel 1. Anyway, so...
Seeds. What, like, what pretty much, like, inspired this song?
Seeds is about a girl...
Oh,
it's always about a girl.
It's always about a girl. Yeah,
it's
always
about a girl. Yeah, it's about a girl.
Yeah. Seeds.
And did you write this, David?
I wrote the lyrics. Well, actually, Darren, the other vocalist, I sent Darren, like me and Darren send voice memos back and forth. And I literally sent him some, like a line of the song. And then Derek, being the fucking genius he is, wrote the hook. And the rest is history. But me and Darren kind of went back and forth on the lyrics. Mm. But so it's about a girl.
So do you guys? So do you guys all like collectively write, or is it just specifically you and Darren that write?
Me, I come to Darren with some like old school Eminem shit where I cuss every word, and Darren's like simmering
tone
down,
it down.
Tone it down. What if you said this instead of fuck?
Oh, wow, that's creative.
Yeah.
What a concept.
That's Darren. But Seeds was written in a garage, like a straight up. We wrote that song from scratch.
Yeah,
and we're very proud of it. We think
it's a good song.
Thank you.
Nice. It's really awesome. It. Yeah.
I was like, I was telling him during the break. I said, "You got some pipes on you, motherfucker."
Tell me about. And he doesn't.
That's how we say it in New England, motherfucker.
And Dave's got that, like, you know, like raspy voice. I would have never thought that you actually, like, you know, you had a voice to do. I was like, wow, this guy, you know,
he's got a voice.
He's got vocals.
Well, that's Darren singing. So me and Darren kind of go back and forth, like. Mike and Chester from Linkin Park, which we're going to talk about.
Which that actually Chester brings Bevington. Up. That actually brings up the subject.
There was
a rumor in Europe that you and Linkin Park had beef. Dirty Machine and Linkin Park had beef. What's the deal
with that?
What
kind of beef is it?
I'll give it the quick as I can. So Chester Bennington was going to do a fantasy camp at the Whiskey where people pay a lot of money to hang out with him. I saved up my pennies because I wanted to meet him and give him our CD and hang out with him and
stuff.
Yeah. And he canceled it. Like, just pulled the plug on it because not enough people signed up. So I went on Twitter and I said, "Thanks, Chester, motherfucker." And by this time, we were blowing up because of the Fred Durst controversy.
That's another one I'm going to ask you about.
Yeah, we're going to comment on that.
So someone from the European Associated Press ran with it and said we're beefing with Linkin Park, which upped our YouTube views by a couple thousand and gave us...
We're going to add to that. We're going to try to beef it up
PR.
More. Hey. We're going to do some massive beefing.
I'm turning into Fred Durst, my idol before my eyes. I mean, I'm hated.
Hey, dude, but you know what? That made him millions. So, and
I love Fred Durst, and I love Linkin Park.
And
I love Linkin Park.
We're getting married in Linkin Park. Nice. Just because I fucking love Linkin Park. Wow. No, but here in LA.
So okay. I thought there was.
It's not spelled the same. It's not spelled the same, but it's still to me it's the same.
So is the beef? So is the beef? Is the beef still on the grill? Is it simmering, or are we going to be taking it off the grill?
I think Chester. I read Chester was asked about it, and he like literally said, "I don't know who that is next," or something like that. I don't know.
Oh wow, he's so dismissive.
Yeah,
what an ass.
Everything's so heavy.
But it's,
right
well,
now.
It's like you don't know who they are. You will.
Yeah, you will because of this.
No, very soon.
I saw Chester play. He was being the front man for STP at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He took over was after Scott Weiland got fired and shit. And I saw him at the Weenie Roast, Kevin Beam's Weenie Roast from K Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw him there 2013. So he took over for him. He was singing, and I was like. He sounds really good, even with another band.
Yeah.
I like him, but how do you really know the person? Just because you like their music doesn't mean you know what they're really like.
Very true.
It could be a total dick bag.
And I'm gonna comment on it. I'm just gonna say, Korn is my favorite band of all time.
Oh, I love Korn. Seen them twice.
You got the frontman
parody.
Seen them twice.
So. Yeah, I'm ready.
I've seen them twice. Hey. Both with Disturbed.
And in that, when that style of music started to get on the rise, you had like fucking Disturbed, had Linkin Park, POD, but you had some real heavy hitters. And I remember the moment I saw Crawling from Linkin Park on MTV at 3 in the morning.
Awesome.
Like
song.
How many of us was up at that time
on MTV Two?
On MTV Two, and I was like, that's my shit.
All I can say
on my side of this is we're. Sorry, Chester, but we're kind of the product of your fucking creation. So
there you go.
I'm just going to put it to that. And there's tons of people that appreciate what we do.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So we're not going to stop. Like, part of what that whole message was is do you 100%. Don't sacrifice that shit for anyone or anything.
Amen.
So that's exactly what we're doing. So don't bitch at us for that.
There you go. Well, then looks like it's getting well done in here. So we'll see where it goes from here.
We were talking about Fred Durst.
Yeah. Here's the other thing about Fred Durst is that I saw. On Facebook, I'm getting all this information from Facebook.
My Facebook is like
your Facebook is like his PR is amazing. His Facebook.
I
also read the article of some haters that were like hating on you guys really really badly. And Fred Durst came to your rescue because it was about Fred Durst about you guys wanting him to manage you.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that would be bitching.
So
I stalked down Fred Durst in Burbank. My friend tipped me off that he would be at this restaurant. She's like, "Get your shit up here." And I went in there and I seen him sitting across from me, and I was staring at him like I told the guys, picture that scene in Dumb and Dumber when they're in the orange suits.
Yeah, right.
And like he's being really fucking weird at the bar. Like that was me and my friend. She came up to me. She's like, "Fucking stop looking at his table." and then she brought him over to me.
That's
and
awesome.
I had about 20 minutes alone with him. And I pitched, "I want you to be our manager." Shit blew up on the internet. The hardcore metal sites just bashed us. And then he publicly came out on Nightmare's Instagram and said, like, "Fuck the haters, keep doing you." And he did that knowing we would run with it.
Yeah.
So, of course, we took the screenshots and we fired back at the metal sites.
Right? Fuck
and then they ran with it. And it just, the last 2 weeks have just been insane.
Great.
You guys have great momentum going on
15,000 YouTube views unanswered.
Because sometimes you just feel like ripping someone's face off.
Yeah. I love,
it's like a chainsaw. I'll skin your ass raw.
And Fred still hasn't said no.
I have days like that.
So
he still hasn't said no.
He still hasn't said no.
There's hope.
There's hope.
And I got a question for everybody. If you had your hero right in front of you and you had people backing you up to be in that situation, who the fuck wouldn't go and say,
"Of course"?
What's up? Who are you going to sit there and tell us that you wouldn't do that? I mean, like I said, Korn's my heroes. They're my savior. Okay, and I got a chance to meet those guys.
Jonathan
thank you to
Davis.
The people in this room multiple occasions twice, and then I got to meet Ray Luzier at NAMM. I got to meet him a couple times. Now you don't hear anybody hating on that shit.
Of course not.
All of a sudden, but you want to pick. Like, which ones you hate more than others, and you're going to call that
out? But you know why they do it, right? Because you guys are good.
Of course.
And they know that you're good, and that's the reason why they're hating the entire time.
Of course, because they're pissed off that you might take their throne.
Ain't shit changed.
Well, not even take their throne. You might just take over, period, and they're afraid of that because they're so used to the same... over and over again, that anybody new is a threat to them. And they're these guys suck and blah. No, not at all.
It's like, just it's, like having an understudy when you're the main character on stage.
Exactly.
You have an understudy. You don't want to break your leg because that fucking understudy might outshine you.
But we're,
take
just
your
trying,
spot.
But we're just trying to do what we love, man. That's
of
all
course.
We're doing. Like, we got,
of course,
we
that's
got,
all your intention.
That's
is.
All we're doing. Hey, I'm venting. I'm processing. Like this, I, instead of going to a therapist, I got Dave and I got Nate. I got DJ E. I got fucking Arnold. You know, like.
Well, you know, speaking on all this.
Darren.
Speaking about all this discord.
Discord.
We should play the next song.
Yeah.
Like my segue.
Yeah.
Do you like my segue?
That was actually very clever.
That's the definition of it, though.
There it is.
Exactly.
It's a good segue into Discord.
So,
on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
Yes.
I like that one, didn't
enjoy
you?
Enjoy this next song by Dirty Machine.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Discord.
You a liar. Talk a big game if you can't deliver. People like you never seem to give up. The hope, the dream, the lie, the scheme. Running off every vice that you see. What's wrong? What's right? You can't take what's mine. To the facts and the past and the bed that you made. Just to comprehend yesterday. I see the lines on the page. Are feeling it finally. It never makes sense to me. Never makes sense to me. And all you'll try as you may, there's nowhere you'll find your name. I never should have let you in. Too blind to the fact that you cannot win. You a liar. I'm not taking your call. Just a hit you cop out. We've heard it all. So it's knocking your lights out. Slow down. Turn around. Nobody's got your back in this town. Your will runs right. I see through your disguise. To the facts and the past and the bed that you made. Just to comprehend yesterday. I see the lines on the page. Are feeling it finally. It never makes sense to me. Never makes sense to me. And all you'll try as you may. There's nowhere you'll find your name. I never should have let you in. The fact that you cannot win.
Fuck you.
Discord. Get back. You had your chance and now it's Discord. Get back. You had your chance and now it's gone. I see the lines on the page. Are feeling it finally. Never tell.
That was awesome. That was Discord by
Dirty Machine.
Ooh, whoa.
On Jenny's Real Talk.
That was good.
I've got to do that again.
That was, like
you guys have to do that shit again.
We tried.
That
you know.
Great.
Man, we didn't even practice that.
I know, right?
That's
we have our
awesome.
Seventh and eighth members of the band
like
right here.
Yeah. There you go. Yes.
Yeah, I'm down.
We're here for it.
Let's I can do play it. The flute.
I'll do it.
Rock on.
Let's do it.
I could, you know, stand in the background and just look really badass. Or not.
I don't know. Like the next movie, like like the heavy metal version of Jethro Tull.
I can't be your hype man. I could go flap 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 flap, you know, in the background.
I got a mask for you.
There you go. Exactly.
While he's playing the little triangle.
Hype control, man. I like that. Hype control.
Shit, yeah.
So Dave, now like we go back to you know, you got other stuff going on because like we've known each other for a long time.
Long time, man.
You know, and I know that you've always been in the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
You've acted, you've been on a few shows. What shows have you been on?
Yeah, it took almost 10 years, but I recently was on This Is Us on NBC.
Nice.
And then
I did on the side of a bus.
Yeah, and then I just filmed the new Ray Romano show, Get Shorty.
Nice.
That's coming out. So it's like my typecast is the douchebag, abusive boyfriend, and
it's so funny because you're like the opposite of that.
You're the exact opposite.
It's like, hey mom, today I always call my mom every audition. She's like, what is it today? I was like, well, I raped this girl. It's for CSI. And my mom's like, get it, baby, rape her.
Get that job, rape her real good.
And so
extra good for mommy. What? Jeez. What the fuck?
I love it.
Where did that come from? I'm sorry. That's the way I talk with my son.
That's metal.
I've zoned in on my typecast.
Well, that's cool. And well, Nightmare and like you obviously have a look already. You know. So yeah. I mean, are you also in the acting scene right now?
I don't know.
I wish. I wish.
Okay,
you would be.
I'll tell you this. I was in an episode of 1,000 Ways to Die.
Did you wear the mask?
I didn't have a mask. I was a dreaded blur that went by the camera. But
nice.
Yeah, no, but I'm not really. I'm a everything. I'm a Renaissance dude. I mean, I play hockey. I coach and officiate hockey on a regular. You know, I teach tennis. I play tennis.
He does everything.
I like fun things.
Hey, I've been a background actor on a bunch of stuff.
Background's
rock.
Yeah, and on some game shows. Yeah,
I'd love to do that stuff.
I got to sit like 20 feet from Denzel Washington and Cedric the Entertainer. That was pretty cool.
What?
Yeah.
I've done
talk shows. I just want one line. On talk shows, dude. $10 an hour. Come on now.
But you know, I got
easy money.
I get mad respect though to actors because, like, you know, musicians and actors.
Especially the ones that audition. I just sit in an audience. This man's got the real talent.
Well, anyone that's in front of a screen has to take on a persona that is not always something that they're comfortable with, or whatever. My sister's an actress, and she's a singer, and I got nothing but mad props. We're all in the same, you know.
What does she do? She on anything or?
She's.
I mean, if you want to do a shout out for your sister, you know you can.
Cassandra Blair Ward. That is, she's like my rock out here, man. Like, and she sings on cruise ships. She's been like, if you look at the tickets,
that's
she's
awesome.
Like the main event kind of thing. She's been in commercials. She's been on TV. She's a heavy hitter too.
So there you go.
So is
there
your whole family into the entertainment? Like is
no.
like music or anything?
No,
not so much.
No,
just you and your sister.
Just me and my sister.
Okay.
Really.
Oh, okay.
So, you got all the creativity.
But we got a lot of talent in the family. This it's just we are.
It's cool.
Last time I was on set, I snuck his ass on, and we took a selfie in front of Ray Romano's trailer. That was pretty funny.
Dude, that's bitching. You know what I mean?
If you can sneak into a show, you can sneak onto a set.
Yeah, you can. I mean, just so everyone out there knows.
I used to go to set with my daughter because she was an actress. Yeah. I always went on set with her, and it's a pain.
It's kind of boring.
The whole thing is a pain in the ass. The whole thing is a pain in the ass, especially when you're the mom. You just sit around. I was her manager, so I just sat around a lot.
Yeah,
and waited for her to come to and from stage. And I was just like, okay,
it's hurry up and wait. It's kind of boring.
This is boring as fuck.
It really is.
She got paid really well though.
I don't understand that though, because that shit's so cool. He took me back there. I'm like,
this is the trailer
where they take a shit.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
This is the trailer where they change their clothes. No way. Yeah. I thought they didn't do it in front of.
Hold on, let me take a selfie in front of the shit.
Hey. Yeah, okay. I met a lot of celebrities.
Shit selfie.
All right. Being on stage with my daughter, I'm one of those fuckers who will go and talk to the celebrities because I don't give a fuck. Because I've interviewed so many celebrities on my radio show, I'm just comfortable with them. So I walk right over and be like, oh, hey, how's it going? You know, I remember when you played such and 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 such. And they're all like, holy shit. I love that shit. That was networking.
Yep.
I'd work my whole career to take a shit on the same toilet Denzel Washington.
Right? Right?
My highlight in my career.
Yeah, exactly.
That means I'm on set with Denzel.
So. That's right.
He's somewhere nearby.
Hashtag goals, baby.
Like with me.
Adam Carolla. Adam Carolla is fun.
That'd have been
dope. Oh, I bet.
He's got a new building show. Him and his buddies build. Well, Terry Crews was on the episode I was on. It was fun. They have a blast. I mean, I don't know how you feel about the acting world as far as. what your experiences have been.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're auditioning, like you're going for real parts.
Yeah.
Like you're, you know,
trying
I mean, I know you're a rapist on CSI, but no, I'm just kidding. But,
he's but, acting but as Martin a rapist. Like, let's go ahead and clear that up right now.
I'm just a seat filler. I'm just a fucking seat filler. You know what I mean? I'm just getting, you know, whatever, minimum wage, but you have to actually audition. Like,
and rejection and all.
Yeah. You
got to
deal
with
so much more bullshit.
And if you want to go ahead and ask any questions about this, you could always contact us at.
Yes.
Where?
323-203-0815.
Yay!
Call us.
And if you're DeAndre Adams, it's too damn late to call now because you're going to talk for fucking ever. I'm just kidding. I love you, DeAndre. Hook me up with Corey Feldman. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's going to be an
interesting
show.
No, it's okay. See, what's going to happen is you guys are going to put us on your list for August 11th.
Absolutely.
You see,
yeah, right, we will.
And then we're going to come to that show, and then I'm going to introduce my fucking self to goddamn Corey Feldman because I don't give a rat's fucking ass.
Yeah, I've actually been in his ass.
I don't care. The whole point is I'm one of those bitches who doesn't care. I walk right up to Randy Orton and go, hey, how's it going? My name, I don't give a shit. I did the same thing with Stephen King. So I'm saying you got to be comfortable. You got to be comfortable like you guys were talking about. Yeah. You got to be willing to go there.
Yeah,
and you guys now have sponsors.
Yeah.
That's who's awesome. What do you got?
Oh, there you go.
What's that?
This right here. Bar Metal Clothing.
Yeah.
Out of Switzerland.
Yep, right out of Europe.
Out of Switzerland? Yeah. I was talking about Scandinavian.
Bar Metal, baby. And
Bar Metal.
They talents that they have under there, they have us, our label buddies, Keychain, El Nino.
Limp Bizkit.
Oh, really?
Dust. So, I mean.
Bar Metal Clothing.
No joke.
We're giving you a shout out right now and free advertising. Bar Metal Clothing.
They came to us out of all the hate that happened the last 2 weeks. They found us through it and they came to us, which is really cool.
You guys got anybody else that's
Cold Cock Whiskey.
Cold Cock Whiskey.
Nice. I think I've heard of them actually online.
Awesome. They're all
who else we got?
EMG Pickups.
I'm a drummer. I don't know.
EMG pickups. And that's for like guitarists and stuff.
And then Domino's Pizza sponsors us.
Really?
Annoyed.
Are you shitting me?
That's why I work.
Fucking Domino's. Domino's. Rocks. You're big time now.
I'm a driver there, so we're a hard working band.
Oh my God.
Wait a minute. Are you working off the one right there on
Hollywood Way in Victory?
Yeah. Okay. I'm calling there now.
Is it Domino's, or is it Domino's, that one store you work at, Domino's?
It's that one store.
And major ups to Pasadena Convention Center for giving me a job at the skating center.
Nice. There you go. Okay. Well, maybe we can get you guys some more sponsors to keep you touring and
come
whatnot.
On
hey,
you
Metal Bay Mayhem.
Allison. I'll talk to Allison.
We'll talk to Allison. Yeah.
We'll see what's going on, what we can do. I know she's struggling herself. She's doing her own thing, but.
So you guys have those sponsors. Where can everybody find you guys?
Yes. What's your stuff?
We're everywhere. DirtyMachineBand.com. Bria, right over there. Hello. She runs that like a G. So
yeah.
But we're on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram.
I saw you on Instagram. I followed you guys in Dirty Machine Band.
Band on Instagram.
Are you the same thing on all of your other stuff too?
Yeah, like Twitter's the Dirty Machine.
Oh, actually, yeah, I saw you on. I followed you guys on there too. Yeah, followed you on there. We
Facebook
got Instagram.
Dirty Machine 13.
Machine. But if you just type in,
what do you want on Facebook? So I can like, because I want to make sure I'm linked.
Just
to you
type in. We're the only Dirty Machine. We copyrighted that shit.
Nice. I love it. Just like Jenny's Real Talk on the Block is trademarked.
Boom. Yeah.
So Get Real Global Entertainment LLC produces this entire motherfucking thing.
Kick ass.
Which is my wonderful husband, James Muse, or soon-to-be husband, because we're getting married in Lincoln Park.
Oh, congratulations.
LA, July 15th. So
where do you guys, I mean, you guys obviously have dates for, you know, your performances and everything. Mm-hmm. Where do you guys want to perform? What's the one thing?
We got 30 seconds.
Obviously, but it's like the one thing. It's like the one place. Obviously, probably your hometowns.
That one venue in your entire world.
The Forum. Madison Square Garden.
Forum is good too.
The Forum.
Good answers. I like it. Yep. I like it. Maybe one of these days we can get you into Vegas playing at
Or MGM T-Mobile Arena in Vegas.
T-Mobile Arena. Yes, that's that fucker. Yes, that one. We want to play.
Well, you know what, guys?
I work for Vegas.
I got a lot of faith in you guys. I know you guys are going to make it. You guys are doing an amazing job. Music's amazing.
Yes.
You know, and
you guys are amazing.
Thank you very much. So much for being here. here today, Nightmare. Dirty Machine. Thank you, Dave, the other Dave Navarro, thank for you, being Jennifer my wonderful DeVille. Co-host. Oh, and damn. You've been listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Tech Radio Channel 1. Too much fun.
See you next week.
See you next Wednesday, 3 to 4 p.m. Yeah, it's so extended.
Flam, 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 flam.
Next Wednesday.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.